Hello there, and welcome to this, the latest episode of Right You Are. It's actually episode 3 today. Just wanted to check in, make sure you're okay. How are you coping with this self-isolating? I've been self-isolating for about 7 days now, so I've got another 7 to go. But I thought I'd take the opportunity to catch up, do some more podcasts, which I think everyone should give it a go. It's easy enough. Just download the Anchor app and you can get yourself out there and give yourself something to do each day. It's important during these times to try and stick to a routine so every day doesn't seem the same, like Groundhog Day, although a great film. And if you're thinking of writing a book, it's a perfect opportunity, as long as you're well enough to get started on writing. And I thought, as a bit of a thing for me to do in each of the episodes coming up, I've been working on a new book. Actually, no, it's a new old book. I started working on it about 10 years, well, over 10 years ago now. And I nearly got to the end before I kind of like stopped completely with it. I'm going back to it now because I don't know if you know, I recently released a book at Christmas, The Fifth Visitor, or How Scrooge Kept Christmas, a sequel to A Christmas Carol. And I started work on that after I stopped the other one, which was called The Badger Helper Watcher. It was a bit of a working title, but I've told people, so many people about the title, that I think I'm going to stick with it because it is quite quirky. I think it suits the story quite well. It's basically it's about a town where it's kind of like cut off from everywhere. A town called Valley Vale, and a new boy and his family have just moved there. A boy called Sam, and he has a friend called Sally. And basically, every Friday they get exactly what they ask for. If they do it in a specific way in the front room of the house, because there's two hills, and the gift giver is one of his nicknames, sends down the gifts. They don't know how they get there, but they get there. And there's something more sinister going on, and the kids start to suspect things and all that. And it was kind of written before the internet really became a big thing, online shopping especially. It's now you can get whatever you want, usually. And it was kind of a comment on that, which it's a bit late now, but I don't know. With the decline of the high streets and all that, it sort of predicted what was going to happen. Anyway, I'm going to carry on with it now after a long break. It's at least a 5-year break, so it's only about 5 years to write A Fifth Visitor. Anyway, I'm going to read a bit of it now for you. This is a new prologue that I came up with after someone told me that they didn't like the beginning that much. So I'm going to read this for you now, and I aim over the next few days to read more of it. Just try and keep it an online sort of diary of it for you, just reading out the chapters. Bear in mind, I did write it over 10 years ago, so it might not be quite as good as it could be. And it is a first draft, basically. So here we go. This is the new prologue of The Badger Helper Watcher. Sam could only just hear what his abductors were saying. The blindfold was wrapped very professionally and tightly all the way around his head, covering his eyes, ears and mouth. So even if he could have thought of something heroic to say, it would have just come out as mm-mm-mm. The whistle that he could hear was quite vague and scary. We have to use it on him. That's what we always do. Not this time. No way, another voice said. You've seen how it affects adults. This is just a kid. Imagine what might happen. It's called experimenting, a third voice chimed in cynically. This is not what I got into this for. Sam was glad at least one of them was on his side. As I recall, you didn't have much choice in the matter. Well, no, I didn't, the man said, sadness flowing from every word. But surely there has to be another way. He's that new kid, isn't he? He probably hasn't been warned about the wood yet, or the rules. Once he's been inducted, he'll back off. The voices suddenly stopped altogether, as if they were considering what the more reasonable man was saying. Then Sam heard them a little bit further away, obviously discussing matters that they didn't want him to hear. He took the opportunity to try and loosen the ropes, but it was no use, so he just stood there, feeling useless. Then he suddenly realised that he'd not heard a ruffle for a while. Had the dark strangers done something to him? Anything was possible, but surely they wouldn't hurt. Then the voices came back into his range of hearing. Before he could even attempt to open his muzzled mouth to ask what they'd done with his best friend, the kinder man's voice spoke to him from what could have only been a few centimetres away. "I'm sorry, son, but their way would have been a lot worse." And before Sam could say, "mean," i.e. "what do you mean?" an immense impact forced his head back against the tree he was tied to, and he passed out. And that's it. That was the new prologue that I wrote. And I kind of like that. Gets straight to the point. And doesn't waste any time. So I hope you enjoyed that. As I say, it's a work in progress. It's basically a first draft. And I'll read the... I think I'm going to read the original... I'm going to try and still use it. But it was the original first chapter. It was originally the prologue. So I'm going to read that tomorrow, and possibly the first chapter as well for you. So tune in for that. And just want to leave you with a thought. The other day I was talking to my friend, a very good friend of mine. He's very worried about the situation, as we all are. And I came up with this kind of a bit of a stretch of an analogy. When I'm writing a book, when anyone's writing a book, they if you think of the whole thing the whole time, you'll never get anything done. The burden of trying to get to the end of writing your book will just become too much, and you'll just stop altogether. Because most people would, I guess. Because it just becomes too much of a burden to do that. This whole situation with this coronavirus, people are being overwhelmed by the whole idea of it, that everything that we have to do, everything that we can't do. And you just have to look at it in, from day to day. We get new news every day about it, and it can become overwhelming. You've got to take a step back and just think what you can do to help. And mainly, the main thing is that you can just stay in and keep healthy. Try and eat as well as you can. I know there's not, there's hopefully people have stopped panic buying now. You can get what you need. And just try and take it a day at a time, as I said. Just look at the small pictures that make up the bigger picture, and just get through it that way, if you can. So there you go. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this little episode of Right You Are. I've been John Payne, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.